that, we will call the meeting of the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation order for what likely is to be the last meeting of this committee in the 123rd Legislature. Before I go over the agenda and what our purpose is for meeting today, let's take the appropriate time and introduce ourselves to the assembled public before us and those who may be listening. And I'll start with Representative Peoples.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ron Peoples. I represent House District 125, which is part of Westbrook.
I didn't get to my announcement about cell phone. But this guy should know the rules.
I thought I was disconnected.
Yeah, you were. That's what they all say.
My name is George Hogan. I represent the Orchard Beach and Ocean Park.
Excuse me, a little nap so far. I'm Dusty Fisher. I represent Brewer. That's District 21 in Penobscot County.
Good morning. I'm Bill Baum. I represent Glasgow Windsor. I'm Tyler Gessler. District 58.
Good morning. I'm Senator Dennis Damon. I represent Senate District 28, southern portion of Hancock County, the island community of Isle of Hoe in Knox County. I'm the Senate Chair of this committee.
Good morning. I'm Senator Christine Savage. I'm Senator for and committee member here for the last 8 years, and I have 20 days left.
Good morning, I'm Senator Bill Diamond, Senate District 12, which includes Windham, Raymond, Casco, Standish, Hollis, and Fry Island.
Good morning, I'm Kim Rosen, and represent Bucksport and Orrington.
Good morning, I'm Representative Ed Masurek. I represent District 47, which is Rockland and half of Owl's Head.
Good morning. I'm Representative Rich Sieber. I represent the 101st District, the towns of Casco, Naples, and Poland.
And welcome all. I believe we have Representative Thomas may join us later. Representative Marley, I don't believe, will be able to join us, and Representative Terrio, likewise, is not going to be able to make it today. But for an out of the session of the committee meeting, I thank you all for your attendance. Today. Before I get to the agenda, I will say that this is not a public hearing. This is an opportunity for the committee to receive various information and reports that have been on our plate for some time. There is an action item here for us that's at the beginning. But before I get all to those, the details of that, I will simply say that I would like to have you turn your cell phones to off or silent, and if you must make take a call, please step outside of the hall and do it. It's a little disruptive to the proceedings other than that. I suppose there aren't any pagers anymore, but if you do have a pager, you can put that to silent as well. Members of the public who have joined us, the pink sheets that are available on the front edge of the table are the agenda for today. And any materials that are presented are public materials, and you may have copies of them if you wish today as well. We have helping us today Karen Nadeau, Dylan, who is our analyst usually, and our clerk usually is Kathy Bilodeau, who is here today, but not in the position of the clerk and is only here as a spectator, apparently for a little while during her recovery. Welcome, both of you. If I can draw your attention to the agenda, members of the committee, you'll see that we have to start off with the Sears Island Planning Initiative presentation. There has been for some time work going on with a group called the Joint Use Planning Committee. That will be all detailed to you. And also our responsibility or our role in that will become clearer as we get into that agenda item. That's followed by the Callahan Mine Superfund site. You will remember that a portion of the budget is going into the mitigation of the Callahan Mine, and that's coming through the DOT. That's why we have some part to play in it. Also, we have had members of the public that have wanted information to come before the committee. And I think people probably in the audience, as well as perhaps listening to us, who are under the impression that this is a public hearing with public participation, and that is not the case. But we do have some, I have one letter, in fact, and I believe the gentleman is with us. Are you Mr. Holmes?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Holmes has written a letter, and I'll ask that this be distributed to members of the committee. All right. Anything from members of the committee before we get started? Seeing nothing, let's move right in then to...